This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are live at Studio B. Malzy will do something never done before on The Fan. He will start here, and he will end the show at a nearby Verizon store, where if you swing by to see him from 4 to 6, you can win tickets to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot of good...
Hold on. Do I have you on the wrong one here, Malzy?
I think you probably do. No, let's try again. There's the right one.
You're on 4. You've never been on 4 before.
So there's a lot of good stuff happening here while I'm at this Verizon store. You're going to have a chance to win, if you stop by and see me, a $1,000 Samsung gift card. So that's for things.
Samsung things like TVs?
Yeah, $1,000 Samsung gift card. I mean, I assume maybe it's a broad gift card where they just... say it's
I mean, the
Samsung.
Price of TVs have gone down. You might be able to get like 4 TVs for that price for a $1,000 gift
card. Did the price of TVs go down in concert with the price of wings going up way back when? Was that a push-pull that we had to deal with as a society?
Donnie, would you still say that's the most viral thing you've ever done? Is the devastating price of wings video?
I can't really think of anything else to replace it.
I don't think it would hit half as funny thinking about you in that video. But for two things, you've got like your little beanie on, your hat. Yep. And then you've got the shirt, the sweatshirt on that just says college. And I don't know why.
The Animal House shirt.
Yeah. If you had any other kind of getup on, I just think it would not be nearly as funny as it is. But it is one of my favorite clips that I probably still check in on and watch like once every 6 months or so. Pony having just some interesting mic situations here. So we're off and roaring today. We are going to play a double road game. I'm going to play a doubleheader on the road. I'm going to go into, well, no, it's friendly territory, but I'm going to play two road games.
Yeah, the road has not been kind of the buckos lately.
No.
Look, we heard Florio make these comments to us yesterday. They've also spread like wildfire. Him saying very matter-of-factly, the Steelers want Tyreek Hill. Now, later on, he said, the timing of this the conversation is important for two reasons. This source who told him the Steelers wanted Jalen Ramsey, who's telling him the Steelers want Tyreek Hill, he did say to us yesterday that he had this discussion before the new domestic violence allegations came out against Tyreek Hill. But if you look at the timing of when this report came out from Mike, it's after Sunday's game. It's after Sunday's game. So Florio could have come on with us yesterday and said, this was before Calvin Austin had a coming out party and caught four balls and caught a touchdown pass. This was, after Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdown passes, and now the Steelers might feel more desperate. No, it was even after they put 34 points on the Jets that this source of his said to him, the Steelers want Tyreek Hill. And I would call it an eye-opening performance from Calvin Austin.
I was going to say, I thought he did a little bit of everything. I thought he showed he wasn't a one-trick pony. He was running back shoulder routes and trying to connect that way with Rodgers. It strikes me as another case of if the Steelers really are that interested, then there's a joint effort by both Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin to continue going with the baseball card thing. I mean, they brought in Rodgers. That looks brilliant. Tomlin brought him in for one game in, four touchdowns, only got in the league to throw four this week. I just think that he has hitched his wagons to the idea of if a guy has been great pretty recently, but maybe not like last year recently,
yeah,
he's interested.
This report tells me a lot of things about the current state of the Steelers and how they look at their team. One of them is obviously Roman Wilson is, you know, persona non grata or just out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. If they really truly felt like Roman Wilson could be a big time player, then you would not really want to take on the money and the baggage of a Tyreek Hill if you thought you had an embarrassment of riches at playmaker with your tight ends and wide receivers and everything else. Why invite that into your locker room if you love everything you've got going on with your own team? Mm-hmm. It absolutely, I'm sorry. I don't care what the Steelers, how they try to spin it. It is a poor reflection on Roman Wilson and his standing with the team that he doesn't run any receiving routes and he doesn't get targeted and he's completely uninvolved in a game where you're trailing by 9 points twice. And you have to become more of a pass-first offense. That is not a good look for him at all.
I agree.
The other thing is the Steelers must think that, and someone brought this up to me today and I thought was a very good comparison. They must think Tyreek Hill in Miami is akin to when Randy Moss was stuck in Oakland.
He's a malcontent there because he doesn't want to be there anymore. If you get him in a situation that's better and more stable, he'll get the best version of Tyreek
Hill. Bingo. Absolutely. And you're willing to wait on what happens with the domestic violence saga, not to minimize or downplay that whatsoever, but the guy that they have practicing right now to fill Deshaun Elliott's spot had the same exact issues last year. So it's not, and they also brought Cam Sutton back.
Well, the only thing different in Pepper's case is not like to that point a track record of having multiple different times where this kind of thing was happening.
But there were criminal charges in that case, right? With Peppers,
I believe there were at first.
This is a divorce filing, right? This is a separation situation where in the divorce report she's saying that this happened. Like,
I know, I'm just saying this isn't Tyreek Hill's first brush.
Oh, no,
or
no,
far from it.
Absolutely.
It's like just a pattern of
yes,
behavior.
Yes, there's a reason why it was a fifth round pick. And then the last thing I'll say about why they're probably interested, and I trust Mike, is the Dolphins reject success they're already benefiting from. Jonnu Smith caught five balls and caught a touchdown pass, in air quotes. It was really a handoff
that he ran in, that he showed some of his run after the catch ability.
And Jalen Ramsey made game-sealing plays. Mm-hmm. So they've already gone to that well and mined it for guys that are displeased or unhappy with the situation there. And they've come here and they've helped out this team immensely. So I absolutely think that this is a fluid situation, and I know that the wide receiver two thing went on a little bit of the back burner because of how many points they scored and how Austin played, but clearly if Mike heard this from a guy that's this connected after the game, they don't look at Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson as, you know, absolute locks to
it would also erase, and to cast no judgment on whether I think they should do it, we ripped them and said, this idea that they're all in is a farce. You just traded George Pickens. You're not all in. You'd be bringing in, theoretically, an even more explosive player on the field if you did this.
Well, it would be more
closer to the all-in thing.
It would be more of an all-in thing because of the money that they would take on with Hill.
He also costs you a lot.
Yeah. And, you know,
would you do it? Would you be enthusiastic about it if it came to pass, if it happened?
I find the Randy Moss thing to be a very persuasive argument that this guy really is still an elite wide receiver who is now just in one of the worst situations in the NFL that's really materialized overnight there.
That he's probably part responsible
100%.
For. I mean, he helped create the bad conditions there.
I mean, I'll I'll use another sports analogy that's more in line with things that have happened with our teams. I mean, maybe this is a Phil Kessel situation. You know, not that Miami's a bubble of negativity, because it's Miami and sports there are not as important as they are in places like Pittsburgh and Philly and Boston and things like that.
There's more to do there.
Right. But, I mean, that's one of the ultimate change of scenery moves in Pittsburgh sports history. A.J. Barnett's another all-time change of scenery move in Pittsburgh history. Sometimes change of scenery does work. And it Hill doesn't want to be there, and the Dolphins are only keeping him there because they don't want to, right yet, trade him for pennies on the
dollar. They don't want to openly say that they're tanking and that they're going to be horrible. Like, they don't.
Yeah, because they could at least look at the Ramsey deal and say, we got Minkah Fitzpatrick back, who's an all-pro in the past and was a first-round pick of ours.
I mean, if the Dolphins somehow won this week, they'd be like, well, we're 1-1. It could be worse.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 1-1 teams. There's a bunch of 0-2 teams. Uh-huh. Like, the Chiefs might be 0-2 after this week. They could be 1-1. They're a point favorite. But he doesn't want to be there no matter what happens. And, like, them being any good only really happens if he's there, engaged, and, like, looks like, 2022 Tyreek Hill, basically.
Oh, 1,800
yards. Yeah, the scariest version of him.
2023 was a monster, too.
I think I traded him away from fantasy football in 2022 as part of a package deal. Stupid move.
Donnie, what's your reaction as the ultimate football guy to Mike Florio saying the Steelers want Tyreek Hill?
I'm actually not beating down the door for it. I think maybe it's just naive of me after what they did do in week one and how Calvin Austin has emerged as a real target. I mean, yeah, he's a tiny dude. Okay, he's, what, 5'9"? He's about 160.
Oh, I think if he's 5'9", I'm 6'2". I think he might be more like 5'7",
5'8". He plays to a bigger size. I mean, we're seeing a guy like that go up and win battles, go up and make pretty tough catches. I mean, he had the more impressive game than what DK Metcalf had. We were all just excited about Metcalf because he did do some good things, and he's the shiny new toy. But Calvin Austin was their best receiver on Sunday. So I don't know if it's just me with recency bias of hey, I just saw this guy play really well. They do have a pretty good second option right now. But I'm not beating down the door for it the way I would have if they scored like 16 points and Metcalf was the only real target.
Of the two reasons why the Steelers would want Tyreek Hill, which one is more interesting to you, Donnie? The idea that they think he's still an all-pro receiver who's just stuck on a bad team, or the fact that they just look at Roman Wilson as a complete useless player that really has no role in their offense?
I mean, to me, with Tyreek Hill, you bringing up the situation that Randy Moss had in Oakland, and then he goes to New England, and he has the best season of his career. He and Tom Brady break records. They rewrote the record book that season. So, yeah, that makes me perk up a little bit, thinking if they had that situation here, an all-time great quarterback, potentially an all-time great receiver, then, yeah, that catches my interest. Because I think separate from that, Roman Wilson could just be bad anyway.
I mean, it makes me just leery that, like, if it's more the Randy Moss thing, that they are looking only at the upside and not at the potential downside.
What are the potential downsides?
That he comes
opinion?
Here and he doesn't get the ball as much as he thought he was going to get the ball, and he complains about it. And that no amount of, oh, Mike Tomlin's here, Aaron Rodgers is here, everything else,
yeah,
you know, gets him. Like, here's the other thing. Tyreek Hill, bad guy. Randy Moss, in the end, I would say, really rehabilitated his image, too. And we find out became a pretty sympathetic figure, I would think, after football. Like, actually ingratiated himself, I would say, as an announcer to a lot of people.
I don't think
Tyreek Hill's wired like that.
I don't know who Florio's source is on this. He didn't tell me off the air. I didn't ask him. But tell me if you think this is a logical assumption to make. If the Steelers want Tyreek Hill, that means that Aaron Rodgers in some way has to want him too. Maybe not to a huge degree. Maybe he's not the one who stormed into Mike Tomlin's office or Omar Khan's and said, we need to look into
this.
I'll
finish the thought. How about this? Mike Tomlin said, hey, we might have a chance to get Tyreek Hill. Your thoughts? Would you be cool with that? And he had to have at least said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if Rodgers thinks he's not going to get along with him, a la George Pickens,
says,
I don't
no,
think someone says to Florio, the Steelers want him.
Well, he would just say, no, I don't want him here. And I think Mike respects him enough that he would say, all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week on KDK TV, it's the Colts and Broncos at 4:05. So we only get one 1 o'clock game this week.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers, Seahawks, then two at four. Broncos, Colts, and the big Eagles, Chiefs matchup. Sunday night football is Vikings, Falcons, and then Monday night's a doubleheader. Early game, Bucks, Texans, and 10 o'clock game.
I always forget about that.
Chargers and Raiders, two 1-0 teams.
It's only week two that they do that, right?
No, it's happening a few times this year.
I thought that they did it maybe week one and week two and then stopped, is what I remember in the past. Two Monday night games sometimes feels like a big ask. It does. That second one, man, I'm done. I'm toast. I'm not making it till 11:30.
That's what the condensed game the next day is, and you toggle it so it doesn't show you the score. So when you log in, you click on it, and then you watch it back. And
now, if you found out like the score, would it be like annoying for you? You'd be like, I can't do this.
Yes, I hate when people give me the score they're not supposed to.
You know, you and I are going.
When I specifically tell people not to give me the score, and they get a kick out of it and a rise out of it, so they do it anyways.
So you and I are going to a wedding. We're both invited to a wedding a week from this Saturday.
Yep.
And I have two thoughts. I feel like one, you are going to be knee deep in college football games on your phone that entire time. And two, now that I know that you don't want to hear scores, if I just want to mess with you, I could start telling you incorrect scores of other games.
What time does like the festivities with the Chef Homer wedding really start on Saturday next week?
Like all the info is still on my fridge, so I don't know. But I think it's, you know, it's your typical like mid-ish afternoon.
So do you think I'll be able to watch the entire Syracuse Clemson game
noon
that
kick?
Starts at noon before the wedding festivities start?
You'll be able to get like probably a solid 2.5 quarters, I think.
Nice.
Because Amanda presumably is going to drive out there, right?
Yeah.
So you'll sit in the car and
watch. Yep. Pitt's off next week. Penn State's off. I think I'm good.
Nah, but he picked a great Saturday. You're going to find something else.
He picked a great Saturday to have a wedding, by my count.
Now, have you had all your suits get let out because you've done so much lifting?
Did I ever tell you about the time in college at Syracuse? It was the end of September, my senior year there, and I got sent to Oxford, Ohio, to call Syracuse at Miami, Ohio.
Oh, they don't like there. They don't like you to call it that. Miami University.
Whatever. I said Miami, Ohio the entire broadcast.
They are very particular about that.
But it was also the last weekend of the season in baseball in 2007, and the Mets were in the process of collapsing and missing the playoffs.
As they are wont to
but
do.
But that Saturday, they were playing the Marlins in a game they pretty much had to win.
Okay.
And so I had one ear bud in.
While
listening,
calling a game.
Yes. And I there were a few times where I'm like, and here's the pitch.
I just repeated that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did anybody like say, Andrew, why did you say here's the pitch? Did like, because I know at Syracuse you would have
No, dear God, I didn't tell anybody that I had it on in my headset.
No. I understand that. I'm saying, like, did anyone
notice? People were like, what's wrong with you today? And I'm like, I don't know.
I had an off day.
Not having my best day, yeah.
I mean, that is the most quintessential Andrew Filipponian college thing I've ever heard. You've kept that one in the chamber for 15 years.
Because I thought to myself, the only way I'm going to do this game is if I can still hear that game.
It's insane to me that you love a
little earbud in
that you would let it get in the way. I'd be like, well, I've got to do this game. That's my job today.
Yeah. Well, I tried to do both. And probably didn't do it very well.
Yeah, some guy on Miami had a touchdown anyway.
Syracuse lost that game, actually.
Well, Miami was pretty good back then. They had a nice little run.
That was post-Roethlisberger.
I know, but even post him, I think they still had like some teams.
Two other wide receiver names other than Tyreek Hill, because I would think the NFL and the Steelers would want some clarity on if he's going to face any discipline with these domestic violence allegations. You're not going to want to trade for a guy who's going to get suspended, and then you get him and he misses games that count for you and matter after giving up something for him and paying him a lot of money. Two more names. Adam Crowley's mole, who told him the Steelers have looked into Chris Olave in the past.
Oh.
The Saints lost. He was targeted 13 times by New Orleans in that game. He caught seven balls for 54 yards.
Did you see Rattler threw him a hospital ball?
Great, because the guy's had,
He's had
15 concussions.
He's had a ton of concussions. Derek Carr tried to get him killed once every 3 weeks. They threw a little swing out, like, he went in motion behind the quarterback and then tried to run a little, you know, whatever you want to call it, route, almost like a swing route to the flat where he was already on the move. The defense saw it coming, and Rattler threw the ball to him, and it just got lit up.
He's already had his fifth-year option picked up for next year, which is around $15 million. I mean, the thing that's tricky about concussions is that one could happen at any time. You know, so it's not like, oh, if he shows that he's healthy for the first six games, that it means in game seven it's not going to happen. But
there's another name I'm seeing right now on SpotTrack that's interesting.
He's still a very productive receiver, and he kind of falls into the, just like the other Ohio State receiver you love, Scary Terry, just a guy that's stuck in on a team without a quarterback right now.
Well, Scary Terry's not stuck on a team without a quarterback.
No, but he was before Daniels got there, and that made you appreciate him more.
Sure.
And Olave's run into some of that.
Something about wide receivers named Chris that might be had in a trade. Because I feel like you could try to knock on the door with the Buccaneers, maybe. They have McMillan, Ibuka.
Well, Godwin's hurt.
I know, when he gets healthy, though. Very cheap this year, if you look at all like the cap hit stuff.
Didn't he just sign back there, though?
You've got a potential out before the 2027 season. So this year, his cap hit in total is just under $13 million.
Yeah.
His base this year is 1-2. And then next year it goes up to $22 million. And then you can get out if something goes wrong there. If he comes back healthy, though.
But they just re-signed him. Why would he sign? Why would they change their mind on him that fast? Don't you think the idea is they have so many wide receivers, you just screw the opposing defense?
Okay, but how many is too many at that point? Don't they like Cade Otton a decent amount?
And he's all a tight end.
I know, but he's a pass catcher I'm talking about. Like, they could, if everyone's healthy, yes, they could put four wide receivers and a tight end, but really you're going to have probably three, a tight end, and a back.
I don't know. I kind of feel like McMillan's the odd man out there, or Sterling Shepard. And
wouldn't they want to keep McMillan, though, because he's so young and cheap?
Well, then I'll say it again. Why draft Ibuka and why bring Godwin back? You could have let Godwin walk and you could have had a first-round pick, Mike Evans and McMillan. And people would still say you've got a heck of a receiving core.
He also got a workout bonus of $6,300 this year, which was kind of an odd little thing.
Who, Godwin?
Yeah, I'm on SpotTrac just seeing if the numbers crunch here works.
Yeah.
Just, hey, here's $6,300. Have fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
With that.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Segment is sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Leaning Cast Brewing Company's Golden Doodle and supports Harmony Dog Rescue's outstanding efforts. The Steelers won, but they did give up 32 points. They're getting ready to play the Seahawks Sunday at Acrisure Stadium. Terrell Austin, who is a puppet, talked today and said some things about the game against the Jets and looking forward to the game against the Seahawks. We'll react to those comments coming up in a little bit. Right now, it's time for our weekly chat with the Post-Gazette 93.7. The Fan's Jason Mackey is brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house November 1st, westminster.edu for more details. Jason, is Sidney Crosby getting traded?
No, I don't think so. It's funny. I'm going to be on at 6 tonight, Andrew. I was actually just working on that segment now. I think people are seeing and hearing the wrong things with Sid. If this year goes terribly, yeah, I think he might open the door to it. He's not looking to get traded. They're not interested in trading him. I think it's a flawed concept. I don't know what Pat Brisson's up to. I've dealt with Pat a little bit. I don't understand what the motive would be. But no, I've never gotten that sense from Sid. I've never gotten that sense from people who have dealt with him on the Penguin side, old regime, new regime, that this is anything either party had any interest in pursuing.
How do you account for just the way Brisson talked about it, though, then, Jason? Because, I mean, yeah, he's making Tom Brady comps. Like, it felt like that this is a smiling, pleasant conversation, but I am also layering in here an implicit threat that if you're Kyle Dubas, you better get this thing turned around in a big hurry.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I can sense that it would be laced with, Chris. That, you know, it's kind of a kick in the pants and say, look, like this needs to happen. Sidney Crosby should be playing in the playoffs. I get that. And I'm with Pat Brisson if that's the case. Like, I don't think this has to be as extended as a lot of people seem to think. They've got this year might be rough, but if I'm Sid's camp, I want to see some real progress. So, I mean, that's the way I took it. And the part that kind of people aren't grabbing onto, I saw Nick Kotsanika from NHL.com use this more, and it was Sid talking directly about mentoring young guys and, you know, wanting to bring them up, and it brings some excitement. And, like, my interpretation or my understanding of Sid's feelings on that is genuine. He's not full of crap here. Like, he wants to leave this organization in a better shape than he found it, and that involves bringing up the young guys. That's not flying the coop and going to chase a championship. Like, you know, if it's irreparably wrong, yeah, it might be a different discussion, but that's not where Sid is at. That's not where the organization is at.
I still think, though, it sounds like they have two different agendas. The agent makes it sound like Sid's goal is to play in the playoffs this year, and it sounds like Kyle Dubas' goal is to build the organization out and put it in a position to succeed long term. And that doesn't really include winning this year. So how does that get reconciled?
Well, a new group buys the team. Here's another ingredient, guys. I mean, this sale's going to happen. I've talked about this, I believe, with you, if not on my own stuff. Like, I firmly believe Fenway Sports Group is selling to the Hoffman family of companies. I'm frankly a little bit confused why it hasn't happened already. That's the intel that I and others have been getting, that this is very far down the road. So if you are the Hoffman family, you've never owned an NHL team before, the biggest professional sports asset you have is in the ECHL, are you really going to take over a rebuilding team, or do you want to put butts in seats? Like, I think that might be part of it, too, where Brisson's kind of trying to kick some people in the pants and say, let's go. Get Sid back to the playoffs. And, I mean, the Penguins can make those decisions. If they want to be more competitive this upcoming season, they absolutely can. It would take eating some money. It would take mortgaging some picks, but they can be more competitive.
What about this other aspect here that Montreal and Sid is like the real match that it seems like some people beneath the surface are trying to force to happen, right? Get him to Montreal. He grew up a Canadiens fan. He didn't grow up that far away from Montreal, so to speak.
Yeah.
And this idea that, you know, you couldn't make a better mix than that player on that team, because that seems like the other subtext here, Jason, is that there is this subtle desire by multiple people, also by hockey in general, which is bad with this. Hockey loves to say such and such player should play for such and such Canadian team if they haven't yet played for a Canadian team. And I'm getting strong vibes with that in this case. Like, Montreal would move heaven and earth to get them, which would probably make it tough for them to be a playoff team again.
Yes. Yes. And this is a narrative that much of the Canadian media wants to perpetuate and propel. And, you know, it would be really cool. You know, Sid grew up with Canadians gear all over his room, and here's Sid playing for a Canadian team. The only problem with that is, like, that's not how Sid's wired. He's not along for the ride, the gag here. He wants to take care of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh took care of him. My understanding of Sid, and this is coming from places very close to Sid, like, he appreciated very much the opportunity he had with Mario coming in here. He wants to do the same whenever he leaves. My understanding is that hasn't changed. Canadian media can drool and want him to come to the Canadians or the Maple Leafs or the Jets or the Canucks or God knows what. I don't see it happening unless something else really crazy happens here.
Well, would you include really crazy if they're the worst team in the Eastern Conference at the trade deadline, which, by the way, the odds makers expect them to be?
Well, it wouldn't happen. A deal like this wouldn't happen at the deadline, Andrew. I mean, it would be the offseason. And if they're just horribly bad during the season, and they're not seeing progress from prospects, like if Wilkes-Barre stinks, if guys are getting hurt, then yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe that's enough to change the minds, and there's going to be a lot of context there. This deal, I mean, Sid doesn't get traded in season, if he gets traded at all, and I don't think he gets traded.
Jason Mackey on the Sidney Crosby Dilemma. He will host tonight at 6 following us. Thank you, Jason.
All right, dudes. Have a good one.
You too. All right, so a very different answer from the one Tyler Kennedy gave yesterday and the one he gave Pomp and Joe today when they were in studio together and they were making fun of Joe's hair.
What were they making fun of?
Joe's gelling his hair now.
Why? What hair?
The hair, he has left, he's gelling.
His hair on the sides and most.
He's using
back,
product,
but
he said.
Like in the front part?
He's turned 60. He's down to 202 pounds and he's gelling his hair.
He's got LA looks now?
Paul Mitchell. Did you see it today? Donnie, did it look good?
I didn't really notice that he had gel in his hair or no. And
well,
I talked to him a couple times.
Yeah, huh. Donnie, I'm not trying to dog the guy because I obviously don't have any hair, but.
Yeah.
His hair on the top is thinning to the point where I don't know if gel is exactly going to, like, have the right effect.
Pop said, and, you know, take this with a grain of salt, Bob said he was ready to compliment Joe on his hair today. Mm-hmm. And before that, Kennedy beat him to it and started criticizing Joe's hair and what he should be doing with it instead.
Which is interesting.
He said you need to blow dry it and not go with the wet look is what he told Joe.
Blow dry it.
Yeah.
For some reason now, just because we're talking hair, I'm just laughing in my head as I imagine Joe with Richie Walsh's hair. Also, Richie had a lantern fly crawling all over him last night during the sports.
Also, there's a Richie Walsh
look-alike
contest at the Riverhounds game this Saturday.
Yes. How many people, like...
Did you guys get into that last night?
No, I'm going to absolutely bust his chops about it tonight if he's hosting.
And there's like a huge prize for the person who wins, I think, too.
How many people have Richie's hair color and enough of that hair
right
to even come close? Wouldn't you think it's easier to have like a Mulsey lookalike contest? Hey, if you're a bald guy who just kind of looks like a normal average person,
somebody once described Richie Walsh to me this way: if Evan Washburn and Andy Dalton had a kid, he would be Richie Walsh.
I think that's pretty accurate. Walsh and Washburn had a hair off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.